It had to be my imagination. I thought cigarette smoking was a dying pastime, no pun intended. But all around us, young smokers, lots and lots of them, teens and young adults and college kids, at sidewalk cafes near any university, including UNM, and hookah bars puffing away, environmentally conscious alterna kids in rage against the machine t-shirts, the last ones you'd expect to support big tobacco, a whole new, wholly unexpected generation of addicts. How did this happen? After a decade of sharp decline in young people smoking, something's changed, and it's bad. Today, over 18% of college kids smoke cigarettes, and there's an increase in teens smoking mini cigars and using smokeless tobacco products. We know smoking prevention campaigns work, especially if they show former smokers with missing jaws and holes in their throats. But in these desperate times, states aren't spending much on smoking prevention. They're using the money they get from the big tobacco settlement of 1998 for other things. Last year, New Mexico got $138 million from the settlement and tobacco taxes, but spent only $6 million on smoking prevention, a quarter of the CDC recommendation for our state. Meanwhile, tobacco companies are targeting kids like never before. The industry's survival depends on it. If you're not addicted before your early 20s, you likely never will be. Because states are heavily taxing tobacco, the cigarette companies have adapted. Much of the $13 billion a year they spend on marketing goes toward offering cigarettes at reduced prices that young people can afford. And they've created grape and cherry-flavored mini cigars, which taste like candy, and flavored toothpicks and breath mints laced with nicotine, and spit-free chewing tobacco. Tobacco companies are required to broadcast ads urging kids not to smoke. But instead of showing smokers with missing body parts, these ads have really uncool kids spouting silly stuff like, "Tobacco is wacko." In contrast, cigarette ads have sexy smokers subtly suggesting you can defy authority by lighting up. The result? In New Mexico, over 2,000 kids a year under 18 become daily cigarette smokers. In our high schools, 23% of boys and 16% of girls smoke cigarettes, and 15% of boys use smokeless tobacco. 11% of high school girls in New Mexico smoke cigars. You can say it's none of the government's business, but New Mexico spends $461 million a year on health care costs related to smoking. You can say it's free choice, but candy-flavored mini cigars, you can't seriously claim they're for anyone but kids. So let's adapt, too. Ban flavored cigars and other sneaky products aimed at hooking children. Use more of the tobacco settlement money for effective prevention programs. This battle isn't over yet. We need to outsmart the tobacco companies. Our kids deserve it.